You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho is hot, smoky, and on fire. Over the past week and a half, Idaho's fire season has literally blown up, with wildfires burning thousands of acres and threatening towns, towns like Council. Smoke from wildfires has turned the sun blood red. It's hidden the Boise foothills from sight if you live in the Treasure Valley. So we wanted to get the wildfire picture straight from the people who report on it. I have in studio today our reporters, Matt Gillum and Frankie Barnhill, to talk all things fire. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Gemma.
Hey, Gemma. Thanks for having us.
You know, it's that time of year, and there are wildfires pretty much in every part of the state right now. Correct, Frankie?
Yeah. The panhandle, northern Idaho, hasn't really seen much activity yet, which is normal. That usually starts happening in August when those timber fires really take off. But we have started to see the migration from the rangeland up into some of the forests.
And Matt, you've been covering some of the fires burning across the state. So what are some of the biggest? And what I mean by that is, like, you know, in terms of, like, size or, and then are they, where's the containment?
All right. Well, we've got right now the Sharps Fire. That one is burning in the Wood River Valley. That one is near the town of Haley. It's burning just east of there in the backcountry. I spoke to somebody just earlier this morning. The acreage there just updated to 34,726 acres. That is about 54 square miles. 0% containment on the Sharps Fire. Mesa Fire is about 30,000 acres. That one is burning in the sort of the Riggins area. Mm. And that one is about 16% containment. And we've also got the Rattlesnake Creek Fire burning up that way as well. That one, not a lot, about 3,600 acres at last check, 25% containment. An interesting fact I found out yesterday when I talked to somebody working on that one, about 1 million gallons of water dropped on that fire.
Oh, my gosh. So do we have, we know that, you know, there's fires, you know, burning near Council. We know that yesterday there were mandatory evacuations, I believe, in the Haley area because of the Sharps Fire. Where are we with, you know, what areas are threatened?
Right. So, yeah, there are still our mandatory evacuations in place for the Little Wood Recreation Area campground. And there's some homes in the Little Wood Reservoir Road and Flat Top Road, which is north of the reservoir around Haley and Bellevue. So that's kind of some areas. But so far, thank goodness, there haven't been too many other structures threatened. We did see, of course, you know, Highway 55. Mm-hmm. People who were trying to travel up to McCall this past week had to deal with some one-lane traffic. But that fire's fully contained. So far, not too many. Matt, are there any others that are?
I know that there are traffic control measures in effect for the Rattlesnake Creek Fire. So we're heading up towards Riggins. They are asking you to just not stop. Please be aware. There are fire crews actively working on the side of the road there. So that is something to just keep in mind. Maybe pilot cars involved. Mm. I'm not sure about that. But that's the only one that I'm really aware of where there's still something impacting that.
And one thing that's impacting a lot of us right now is the heat. So we've got heat advisories in place, particularly in Boise today, right, Matt? And weren't you saying that the weather is impacting the how they're fighting the fires?
I mean, the heat is a brutal thing on the firefighters. They are exhausted. It's you know, they've got 50 pounds of gear on. They're out there in the wild going through with all their gear. It's a lot for them. But I've been being told from people at NFCE, that the National Interagency Fire Center, they are wanting and hoping that the firefighters are just staying hydrated. They're getting some breaks in because it's, you know, just physically and mentally taxing to be going for 36 hours straight on these things. But yeah, the fire itself can react to the heat. I talked to Jessica Gardetto, spokesperson at the National Interagency Fire Center.
The higher the temperatures, the more extreme fire behavior we're going to have. So not only are we going to see some of these larger wildfires be more difficult to control, but if we do have additional fire starts, it means that those fires are going to grow very quickly.
I'm speaking with reporters Frankie Barnhill and Matt Gillum. We're talking about our active fire season right now. But Frankie, what about how Idaho compares to other states? Because we haven't necessarily been in the national headlines with our fires, Yet.
Yeah, that yet is always the word that you got to add to the sentence. Yeah, and I mean, at this point, the car fire in California, we've heard a lot about that in national news, and so sad, a number of lives have been lost there, including some firefighters, which is, of course, really devastating for the whole firefighting community, not just in California. But again, you know, as far as where the pattern of the fires go, we've talked about this, Gemma, on Idaho Matters a few times. So far, you know, where the fires have been in terms of what the National Interagency Fire Center predicts and how they kind of plan out resources has kind of gone according to the normal, quote unquote. But as global warming and climate change affects temperatures, as that clip that we heard from Matt shows, you know, hotter, more extreme temperatures are impacting how we fight fires and the intensity and how the fires actually act. So, you know, the science that's done not during fire season and during fire season really is helping to help us understand how to fight them better, but it's a real challenge.
And what's interesting is that, you know, the we've always heard, like, the fires can't jump, you know, water, right? And then the car fire happens down in California, and what I was reading about was how they had what's called fire tornadoes. And that is what jumped the Sacramento River and had the fire head into the city of Redding.
Right. And there's actually these clouds that are formed when these huge extreme fires kind of create their own weather patterns, and it can actually transport the fire. It can cause winds. We've seen that. They move the trees. I mean, it's its whole own, like, weather system.
And it can be devastating.
It can be, yeah. That's what really, you know, just takes out whole neighborhoods potentially. Again, thankfully, so far in Idaho, we haven't seen anything quite like that. And for the Sharps fire, the people who are worried about that one in Blaine County, just a note, as of today, a Type 1 incident command team has come in to fight it, which means the very tip-top and the kind of firefighters who really know how to deal with those that have the potential to be really dangerous. And the incident commander on that fire is a name that people will recognize. Her name's Beth Lund, and she has fought many fires, led the fight against many fires in Idaho, including the Beaver Creek fire that was in the Wood River Valley several years ago.
And one of the things we talked about is that so far injuries and damage from the fires here in Idaho have been pretty minimal. So good news there. But Matt, as you cover the fires, have you heard any stories that stand out?
Well, I mean, we've heard about the Grassy Ridge fire. The good news is that one is almost completely contained. It's about over 85% now, so they've got a handle on that one. That was threatening the town of Dubois over there, and the entire town of about 600 or so people was evacuated on Saturday night. They get them all out of there. The firefighters mount this defense of the town, save it, and by Sunday morning, evacuations lifted and people could start going back, and now that fire almost completely out. So there's a bit of good news there. And then I was talking to somebody last night up near the town of Pollock, where the Rattlesnake Creek fire is burning. A spokesperson for that fire, Carrie Maddox, she shared a really interesting story when I reached her at the Fire Command Center.
This fire was burning right along Highway 95. Lots of structures were threatened, and the fire came right up to people's backyards, literally feet from structures and homes. So it was really hard work that caught this fire. There were crews out working through the night. I talked to really sweet old lady who said that the second night of the fire, she looked out her backyard and saw firefighters in her yard, and she went to sleep and slept like a baby. So apparently she had faith in their work, and it worked out.
That's something to hear.
Yeah, I could not imagine having that much peace of mind knowing there's a firefighter in my backyard when I see a wall of flames coming towards me. But it's a testament to how professional they are and how seriously they take their jobs and effectively do their jobs.
Yeah. And the other thing that's affecting, because so many of us are not affected by the fires coming into our town, like we saw in Dubois and the mandatory evacuations like we've seen there and in places like Haley, but we're all suffering from the air quality. So, Frankie, where are we with that?
Yeah, so Boise, very smoky today. Can't even see the sun, right? Can't see the foothills, as you mentioned in your intro. We're actually at a moderate level, which is kind of surprising.
It's kind of crazy when you look outside.
You would think it's much worse. But so far, it's in the moderate, which is still, you know, a dangerous thing, especially, you know, for pregnant women, children, anyone with respiratory or health issues should watch out for the signs. Headaches can come on really quickly. I know I've had a few headaches this this week. There are other places in Idaho that have higher priority. So Garden Valley's air quality is really low right now. So yeah, and it's kind of the how do you want your smoke? When do you want your smoke? Be sure to keep your air filter going if you have one in your house, and just make sure that when you're noticing any dehydration, you for sure keep hydrated as the heat hits, because that can compound things with the smoke.
And we know that a lot of people have questions about wildfires, so we really want to answer those questions. So Frankie, talk a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, we would love to hear on the Wanna Know Idaho podcast. We want to know your questions about wildfires. Everybody's impacted by them, as we've been talking about. So if you could go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, click on the podcast tab, and then hit the Wanna Know Idaho link, and you'll be able to ask us a question. And who knows, maybe your question will be the one that we choose for our next episode. And you might even be able to help us report on it.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in and getting us updated. This is nowhere near the end, so I'm sure we will have the two of you back in. But my thanks to our reporters, Matt Gillum and Frankie Barnhill. Thanks for coming in today and talking wildfires.
You're so
thanks,
welcome.
Gemma.
And up next, Gen X women and body image. We will be talking to a body positive advocate about an article in Time magazine. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.